Hello and welcome to GHL Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're going to talk some more Black Adam today because we just finished our Black Adam episode.
Well, Black Adam is sort of a dark mirror of his superhero. He is the black, he literally has a black Captain Marvel costume. It's a great costume. It's actually better than Captain Marvel costume. I'm throwing it out there right now. And, you know, there are a lot of black mirror, dark mirror. I don't know what you call it. I guess probably you don't want to call it Black Mirror because there's that television show out there. But there are a lot of dark mirror versions of superhero enemies. And I thought we could talk through some of them. I have a list here. Ashley, is there a dark mirror hero or villain that stands out to you?
Specifically a comic book one?
I mean, it doesn't have to be a comic book. Is there somebody that's not a comic book one that stands out to you?
Well, because what you're talking about, and I know that you already know this, mm-hmm. is a tried and true literary trope called a foil.
Mm-hmm.
And it is where your villain, your antagonist, maybe not necessarily your villain, is in direct opposition, but also a reflection of your main character. So when I think about this, I think a really excellent example of this is Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Moriarty.
That is a good example.
Both highly intelligent loners, only interested in knowledge and mystery for the sake of it and for their own entertainment. But Sherlock is using his skills to help people. Moriarty is using his skills to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Batman and the Joker is also another great example of that. Lex and Superman, because again, they're driven or affected by the same things. The Joker and Batman are driven by extreme loss under extreme circumstances. One of them harnesses that grief into trying to help people, again, at least nominally. And the other one is using it to quote Michael Caine, watch the world burn. Lex and Superman are using their extraordinary abilities for the interests of others and then for self-interest. Comic books actually, more than a lot of contemporary like prose and literature, illustrate this really well, again, because in superheroes in particular, we're operating on black and white, good and bad mentality. There's not a ton of room for the gray area, which is why I think I have no use for anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get into independent comic books, right, like I have more use for a gray area in something like Preacher or Saga, something that's not necessarily capes and tights.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny because as you were talking, I kind of came up with another version, but now I completely forgot it. I'm sorry, listeners.
It's okay. We'll come back if it's important.
Oh, I do. I have it right here. It's Gul Dukat is a dark mirror version of Captain Sisko.
That's a great example.
In Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
100%.
Because they're both similar.
They're both fathers.
They're both family men. And it's just Gul Dukat took the wrong turn. And so he is a despot.
And you will often find, again, in the true literary sense of a foil of like Hamlet and Laertes, the characters that are the cleanest versions of this, there's usually an affection or respect or an admiration between them.
Yeah.
And Sisko and Dukat, I think, are an excellent example of that. Like, they don't hate each other personally, under circumstances, they are enemies.
Not until the last season.
Yes. Yeah. Which, of course, but is just an escalation of stakes.
Yeah, but Sisko up until, like, I would say season five likes him. Or
if Gul Dukat had been willing to change.
Respects him.
Right? If Ben had gone dark, Gul Dukat would have been like, well, come into my cabal. Let's do this together.
All right, let's bring it back to comic books here. This list here, there's some really good ones on here. And then I also have a specific list around there's a specific hero out there that has a lot of dark mirror versions of themselves.
Okie dokie.
Number 10 on their list is Sabretooth to Wolverine, which I think is I wouldn't have considered Sabretooth a dark mirror version, but when you think about it, he kind of is. And also, like, then if you go into the version that Sabretooth is Wolverine's brother,
yeah,
which I don't believe, but whatever.
I think it's a good example. I don't think it's a great example.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting version. This is one. Ares is the dark side of Wonder Woman's godliness, it says.
I don't agree with that.
CBR, what's wrong with CBR?
Wonder Woman doesn't have a great example of this, unfortunately.
Here is one of the better ones. Reverse Flash.
One of the clearest, it's in mm-hmm. the name. It's mm-hmm. in the visuals, a very clear illustration
of
the concept.
It's also interesting because his costume is brighter than the heroes.
Yeah.
Which is usually the opposite, right? But it is an
interesting. It's an interesting use of the visual language, right? From
It's a pure inversion.
Yeah,
100%. Now here is one that I wouldn't have considered. This is about Captain America, But when you think about it, it sort of lays in, but I don't really consider this person to be a Captain America villain. Nuke, the character that was the Vietnam super soldier who had the flag painted on his face.
I don't think so. I think that's more of a riff on a thing. Like with Captain America, it's Red Skull.
He is an evil, yes, but it is Red Skull. But I will say that Nuke is sort of an evil version of Captain America.
You're not wrong. I just don't. I think there are better examples in the Captain America canon. That's sure. All.
Sinestro is 100%, number
6. 100%. Very clear illustration of
evil
it.
Evil version of Green Lantern. Number 5 is Justin Hammer to Tony Stark. Because Justin Hammer is Tony Stark without Iron Man and Tony Stark without the accident. It's like, it's what if Tony Stark had kept being evil?
Sure.
Is what Justin Hammer is. And I also say that too, because Justin Hammer is a character that had an amazing run in the 70s and nobody has really been able to do anything interesting with the character since then, not even the MCU. Even when you cast somebody like amazing as Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
I can't believe you weren't able to do anything good with that character. I don't know if I agree with this one. Number 4 is Hush.
Batman. It's not. It's the Joker.
Yeah. Number 3. Wow, CBR, this list is falling apart. Like, I know a lot of listeners say that they like to hear us dunk on this list, but like I do. Number 3 is General Zod to Superman.
No, it's Lex.
It's Bizarro. It's Bizarro is who the Dark Mirror is, but yes, it's Lex. Number 2 I agree with, it's Norman Osborn Green Goblin. Because yes. That is Peter yes. Without the lessons of responsibility.
It's the loss of a son versus the loss of a father, 100%. Yes.
Number 1 is very interesting. Number 1, this is a little bit of a stretch, but I can sort of see this for the beginning of the arc. Number 1 is Omni-Man from Invincible. They're saying that he is the dark mirror of Mark.
No, I don't agree with that.
This is a weird list. Okay, so here's one. I found another list. So, and I kind of think most of these are correct. So there is a hero out there that has a lot of, I think, dark mirror villains.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to predict who it is, actually. It's pretty easy.
Na, 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 na.
Yep, it's Batman. Yep, it is Batman. Because, of course, with Batman, you have Owlman, who is the Earth 3 version of Batman, who is the evil, evil Batman. Do you know the Batman villain, Wrath?
Nope.
Ashley? He is an 80s Batman villain who is very much the Batman who kills. And he also has like a purple version of Batman's costume, except he kills criminals.
Cool.
They put Deathstroke Slade on here, which
Deathstroke is not a Batman villain.
Which I don't agree with this. This is sort of a stretch. He was a villain for one storyline. They put Azrael Batman on here.
No.
But he's sort of the Dark Mirror Batman. Okay, so this is one I agree with. Bane. Bane is on this list.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm going to put it on here, Ashley, because if you have read Vengeance of Bane, which is the origin of Bane's storyline, you realize that his origin is Batman's origin, mm-hmm. except again, he took the tact of I'm gonna kill everybody that wronged me.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to become the best just like Batman. Here's another interesting one. I think it's sort of a loose interpretation of a Dark Mirror villain, but I'm gonna allow it. Is Phantasm Andrea Beaumont, because she becomes Phantasm because of her father's death.
I guess
she's also a rich kid.
I guess.
I'm going to count that one.
I think there's just a lot more clear examples, and whoever wrote this list is like, well, I'm very smart and I'm going to pick the less obvious examples.
The Justice League villain Prometheus is on this list, which is very much a dark mirror image of Batman because he was a kid who lost his heroes to justice, blah, 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 and he became insane. I don't know if I would count this person. They have Red Hood on this list.
See, I would count Red Hood.
Oh, really? Okay.
But only up until the New 52 when they were like, just kidding, he wears a bat symbol and he's good.
Mm-hmm.
But like the like under the Red Hood resurrection concept of Red Hood, I think is way more clearly a dark mirror than Azrael.
Okay.
Because he's not even pretending.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, that's it. I mean, are there any other versions of Dark Mirror villains that you think we should talk about?
I think you're missing out in the terms of the Batman world, obviously Joker.
Yeah, sort of. That's
Two-Face, mm-hmm. Selina Kyle.
I don't see Selina Kyle as a dark mirror image of Batman.
Well, no, because they've made her good now.
You know.
But like, she is antithetical to who Batman is, right?
Yes.
Like, she is poor and oppressed, where Batman is rich and privileged. She has to sell her body. Batman has money to fund whatever she wants. Batman catches thieves. She's a thief. He's a man. She's a literally, like, in the literary definition.
I guess I don't really see that one, but I will give you that answer.
Good.
So I, wait, you're knocking my list too. So like, what do you want here?
It's not your list. It's someone else's.
Well,
list.
My choice is here. Choice is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think I disagree with most of that list.
Well, I'm going to say, I will say that, yeah, some of this list, was pretty ridiculous. I guess it's harder to come up with a mirror image list than you think.
It depends on what standards you're holding.
Here's the real question,
right?
Who's the mirror image, the dark mirror image of you? Who's that person in the
My
world?
Little brother.
Your little brother. Wow. I hope he never joins Patreon.
I guarantee you he will never listen to a single thing we do. He will certainly not pay for it.
All right. Okay. Fair.
Who's the dark version of you?
Part of me wants to say Ben Affleck. Because I would never date J-Lo, and I don't think I would drink that much, as Mr. Baffleck has definitely done in his life.
Oh,
but he's a super talented guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's the meme we all needed during the pandemic.
Maybe that just goes to show you that just like, well, because like I'm nice and I'm not as akin to my vices, so that's the reason why I'm successful. But then he's like dark and he goes into hard, and that's why he's uber successful and Oscar winner. Like, that's the thing I'm missing. I need to be dark.
No, don't be dark.
Maybe I'm gonna be dark.
You're
Ashley.
Perfect the way
I'm
are.
Gonna I just opened a beer, here we go.
I think we're also missing a really clear example.
Matt Damon.
In that, I think we all need to just acknowledge that the dark counterpart to Doctor Strange is obviously Ramon the Dark Wizard. And I just want to give him his due.
Oh, okay. All right, fair. I thought you were going to say Tex Willerman for a second.
LOL.
There. I thought you were going to say Tex Willerman.
Maybe Tex Willerman is your dark counterpart.
No, Tex is a nice, he's accepting of everybody, even monsters. He accepts everybody. He's a very loving cowboy. You can love guns and also like be loving.
Sure.
The problem only happens when you aim those guns at other people and things.
Sure.
He just likes to fire them. He's like a Yosemite Sam. He just like going, yeehaw, and firing them in the air.
Sure.
I think this Cold War between Ashley and Tex is accelerating.
Again, everyone is on my side. I am right.
Ashley, I mean, I'm on your side as well, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know.
Who's the dark counterpart to intern Cat Brego?
Intern Cat Brego. He's his own dark counterpoint.
When he gets the zoomies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the same point.
He has been, by the way, knocked out, dragged down to sleep this whole time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. He hasn't moved in a bit.
Okay. Well, it's been a rough podcast for him.
He doesn't care about literature.
He does not. Okay, everybody. This has been it for GHL Extra. I'll give you another sound effect. Why not? I know, it's had a good time, Ashley.
It's so funny because it kind of sounds like the laughter for when you go to an open mic and it's a bunch of people just like laughing for their friends because they want to be supportive.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying life. And I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.